This is probably the most embarrassing and depressing episode that I've had. So, welcome. It's 1 o'clock on Wednesday, and usually I like to record first thing whenever I wake up, but this morning I had to go to the doctor, so I was like, you know, like, I don't want to be stressed on time, like, I'll just freaking wait till I'm done. And I don't know if that was a good idea or a bad idea, because I kind of freaking hate everything right now, but I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. I want this to be honest, you know, and you're supposed to be my fucking diary, but, like, God, like, I'm feeling so horrible. So I just went to the doctor, and let's see, I went to the doctor, at the end of July, beginning of August last year, and I went because I was having a ton of stomach issues, and, I have an autoimmune, like, inflammatory skin condition called HS. It's really gross. I feel like, you know what, it's not really gross, it's, like, literally autoimmune, it's nothing I can control, really, but it makes me feel really gross and dirty and disgusting. But yeah, I was pretty much having super bad flare-ups of that, and my anxiety was pretty fucking horrible. So I went to the doctor, and the first time I went, it was like the initial meeting. This is like a more like holistic kind of doctor, I guess. And I had drank the night before because my friend had just got cheated on, so we had to go out on, like, a Tuesday night. And, so she couldn't do my blood work, which, that makes sense, but I never had my blood work done, so I didn't know that. I had to, like, fast and not drink the day before and, like, all the shit, so we couldn't do it. So then I had to go back, and then whenever I went back, I got my blood work done. And then also, like, since I was having all these stomach issues, she gave me this test for my gut to kind of see what was going on. And so I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. She said it's going to get shipped to my house. I'm like, okay, cool. No idea. Like, I'm thinking, like, maybe this is, like, a piss test or something. Like, I didn't really know what, like, was happening. But I paid for this test and everything, and then it got sent to my house, and it's a shit test. This is so embarrassing, and disgusting. I had to shit into, like, a little hot dog boat. Literally, that's what it was. Like, it didn't just look like that. No, it was literally one of those. Like, it had the red and little stripes on it and shit. Like, yeah, I had to shit in that and then proceed by scooping, like, 6 samples of my shit. But you know what's way worse about this is whenever I got that test, I was like, yeah, no. Like, that, no, I can't do that. Throw up and shit, like, I just can't do it. Like, it's just a no for me. It's fine. Like, I would rather just go my whole life shitting my fucking ass out. Like, this is disgusting. So, my mom did it, bro. My mom scooped in my shit. And put it in all these fucking, that's, like, probably the most insane thing of my entire life. Like, I would never dig through someone's shit, no matter how much fucking money. And, like, homegirl did it for free, which, I mean, like, obviously, you know, she cares about me and wants me to be healthy, and she knew that I wasn't gonna do it, so, you know, she did, which is crazy, because I don't think I would dig through her shit. Like, I would get it figured out. I would probably, like, pay someone to do that. Like, I couldn't do that, though. Like, that's just, like, I'm not even gonna do it for myself. Obviously, I'm not gonna do it for you, but that's so crazy. But yeah, my mom literally dug through my shit, so you can imagine how close we are from that. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, by the way. But yeah, my mom dug through my shit and got, like, 6 samples of it, and there was 6, and there's, like, all these little containers, and they, like, have a little scoop on the lid, and you just scoop it in and you mix it, and there's, like, different liquids and, like, different things in all of them. And so you do that, and then you gotta, like, whatever, send it off. So, of course, I'm going to drop it off to send it off. And first I go to, UPS. And UPS says, oh, this is FedEx. You can't bring it here. So I'm like, okay, whatever. They must have changed their thing because used to, you could take any package there and they would ship it off for you. And it's like, I already had the printing label, everything, like, just needed her shipped off, whatever. So they were like, you need to go, you can go to Albertsons. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'll go to Albertsons. And then I get, and it's like, whenever I went to the FedEx store, I handed this person a bag of my shit. It was like in a box and like they couldn't tell what it was, but I knew, okay? So I hand this person my bag of shit and they're like, oh, this is FedEx. Oh, you can't bring it here. They give me my shit back. And then I go to Albertsons and then I hand this person my shit and then their shit's fucking broken. So they're like, okay, we can't do this here. And so my shit has been in the hands of multiple people at this point. And so then I go to this one little like small shipping place, whatever. And I go there and then there's this really hot guy. And guess what? I hand him a bag of my shit and he doesn't even know it. And he's like, oh, cool, I got you. And I'm like, thanks. Like, you know, this is fun. You're holding my shit right now. I didn't say any of this. I just said, okay, thank you. Have a good day. Bye. And that was it. So my shit had to go through the hands of multiple people and be shipped off. And then got the results probably in like September or October or something. I don't know. And then I've been needing to make a doctor's appointment. But honestly, I really didn't like this doctor and I didn't want to go back to her. And so I was putting it off for a long time, obviously longer than I should have, because it was to figure out the current situation of what was wrong with me, where now I'm obviously in a little bit of a different spot since it's been like a year. it's been like 6 months. Shut up. And anyway, I didn't want to go back to this doctor. The reason is because in my first appointment, we had talked a lot. And we started talking about diet and I just started crying and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm sorry. This is just really embarrassing for me. Like, I don't take really good care of myself. And yeah, pretty much all that. And I was just crying. And I don't know. I obviously, like, that happens at doctors. Like, that feels like a pretty common thing. Like, people, you're talking about people's health. And if that's a sensitive topic for a ton of people, which it is, like, then, you know, as a doctor, what I want from a doctor is to have a little bit of empathy. Like, you know, empathy. And just like, I don't know, because immediately her reaction is just like, well, you know, we can do that. And it's like, yes, it is her job to like, you know, tell me what the next steps are and stuff. But the way she was doing it was very degrading. And like, you know, you can just tell when someone thinks that they're better than you. And I think, you know, that's a very in-the-box kind of mindset to have, is, like, think that you're better, because, you know, that creates power, that creates divides. Like, that's the vibe of that mindset, and I understand that, and I was in that for a long time. And so even now, like, sometimes I do kind of have a conflict of that. But a doctor who's supposed to be, like, this is a very big thing. Like, my health, if I'm letting you tell me about me, like, you know, I need to trust, that's like a therapist or something. You don't want someone who you don't trust, like, you know, that's a very, like, they're having a huge impact. They're telling you about yourself. And like, really, most things, you know, you should just figure out, like, people can't really tell you shit about yourself. But in these situations, you know, you're needing that help. So I just feel like, you know, you want to make sure that it's someone really good, which is why we went to the freaking holistic doctor instead of a regular doctor for this. But you know what? Yeah, whatever. And so I just feel like she was very, like, kind of looking down on me and was just like, yeah, so we need to do that. And it just, like, has, like, this kind of, like, you know what? I will say I am being fucking more of an asshole than I probably should be, but right now, since I just encountered this again, this is how I'm truly feeling. And so, do I think this woman is a complete piece of shit? No. Do what's gonna come out of my mouth kind of make it seem like I feel that way? You know what? Maybe. But, you know what? She's probably a great person, and, like, this is a shitty situation to be in, having to tell someone some, like, bad news, I guess. Either way, but I just feel like I would do that differently, a lot differently. And so she's just, yeah, kind of looking down on me, and she's like, well, you know, like, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good. Which I understand what I'm doing is not good. But the way that it's how you're saying it. It's not what you're saying that's wrong, because it is your job to say these things, but how you're saying them and the lack of empathy, like, I just feel like is just not for me. And that's great. That will be super beneficial, and that's what some people want, and that's totally a thing. And I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm saying for me she is wrong. And so she's doing that, and we're going on about that. And I don't know, just after that first one, I was just kind of like, you know, I just feel like she seemed a little bit snooty, honestly. And this isn't a judgment of her character. This is a judgment from this session of her, okay? This is just my version of her. I don't know. Whatever. I just feel like I am being an asshole, and I'm trying not to be, but I'm also trying, like, this is really how I'm feeling right now. So, yeah, I just didn't really feel like the way, because I'm like, I feel like how, like, you know, I would want you to empathize, like, yes, get your points across, and you do have these things that you need to tell me that are a little bit hard to hear, but I just feel like she could have gone about that better instead of just, like, being like, mm-hmm, yeah, well, that's not good, and, like, yeah, you need to do better. You need to do better. I want to see this. I want to see this. Like, I don't know, which, also, I really haven't been to the doctor for, like, an actual, like, I don't know. I don't have that much doctor experience. I never broke any bones. I never really had a lot of shit. I used to have ear infections and get my physicals every year for cheer. And I went to the chiropractor. But that's really, and I've been to a few therapists, but that's really it. Like, I don't really have that much experience with, oh, and then actually, I'm a liar. My old doctor was, I, like, know her personally, and, like, knew her kid, like, I, like, cheered with her kid, and so she was my doctor, and she was really cool, and I did really like her, but I don't know, like, I just felt like it was weird, because I needed to go to the gynecologist, and I just felt like that was weird for her to be looking at my cootie cat when, like, she know me, like, weird, but, so that's why I switched doctors. But while I was with her, I think, like, right after I graduated high school, I want to say, I was having some really bad depression, like, pretty really bad, and yeah, so I started taking, sorry, this is, like, a little bit of a tangent, but I feel like it is, I just want to let you know my medical history, I guess, and so, yeah, I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and, I got on Prozac, and I was at, I think, 25 milligrams, that could be wrong, but the low dosage. And I was taking that for a while, and then I stopped taking it, and then I was like, I just stopped taking it just because I feel like, you know, it's not really working, which I don't know at this point, like, that was a few years ago, I don't really know if it was working looking back on it, but whatever, anyway, so then she upped my dosage, and then I was taking that, and then it was, like, really bad, like, I feel like it was, like, making it worse, like, there was this one day that I was, like, was fucking, like, spiraling out, and, like, I was just, like, that was, like, I don't know, I just feel like my, and, like, I had a roommate, and it was, like, we were, I don't know, like, I was just having these, like, huge, like, I guess, like, kind of episodes, I guess, or, like, just mental breakdowns, like, big, and, like, I don't know, like, they were just a lot different, so I was, like, I think this dosage is too high, so I stopped taking it again. And I haven't taken it since. And I feel like I've just been, I'm kind of against medicine just because I feel like, you know, I want to do it without medicine. And that feels like cheating or something, which I do think is incorrect. I think that is false information, but I think that's what we're fed. And so that was just kind of how I felt about it, which I'm very, like, I mean, pro-choice. Like, if you want to do medicine, yes, I support that. If you don't, I support that as well. So I don't know, but that was just kind of the perspective I had on it, so I just really didn't like medicine, and that's honestly still kind of how I feel about it. And so, anyway, I hadn't taken it, I haven't still to this day since then. I've been trying to kind of, like, deal with my depression and anxiety a little differently, which I don't feel like I've had any super, like, big depressive, like, dips. Let me knock on some fucking wood, because I don't want a bitch, but last year, like, I would say last July, right around my birthday, planning for that trip, like, and on the trip, like, I had, like, a little panic attack on the trip, and, like, I don't know, like, I was just very, very, very anxious, like, We literally were going kayaking at night to see the, is it the Borealis? Is that the right word? I don't know if that's the right word. Yeah, I think so. The little glowing fucking algae or whatever, but whatever. I don't know. And, like, I was just like, oh, my God, no. Which, I had kayaked. Me and my mom used to go kayaking, like one summer we went, like, fucking ham. So, I can kayak. I've never fallen out. Like, you know, it's not something that I feel unsafe doing. But I was just freaking out because it was two-person kayaks. And then one person was going to have to go alone. And I was just, like, I didn't want my mom to go alone. So, I wanted to go with my mom. But then my friend Natalie would have been alone because the rest of the people there were a friend group. And I was just, like, I don't know. I was just really fucking stressed about it. And, like, I don't know. I was just, I had, like, a full panic attack about it. And it was really weird. And I've just, like, not experienced something really like that, like, so intensely. Because I feel like I have, like, you know, regular anxieties, like, day to day. But, I don't know, like, manageable. But, I don't know, just the whole month of July and that moment was, like, just, like, really fucking high anxiety. And then, also, at the beginning of this year, I mean, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it on here that I was just feeling so super fucking anxious and it had been, like, hell a little bit. That was really stressful, but I feel like since then, you know, then I had my whole weight thing and I was just, like, stressing out about my fucking weight for a minute. But I don't really feel like that was depression. I just feel like that's, society fucking me up, honestly. So, I don't know. Could I get back on the medicine and potentially benefit from it? Probably. But, I don't know. Whatever. That's where I'm at with that. But then, going to this doctor, I also was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that I have HS, like, and, like, was kind of showing her and talking about the flare-ups and stuff. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, you have that. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she prescribed me a topical antibiotic, which I don't know. I've been learning a little bit about antibiotics recently, and I don't want them. So I just was like, I'm not gonna fucking use this. So that was a fucking waste. And I had to tell her that I had HS. Like, I just feel like, what the fuck? So I just didn't really have a good experience, and I didn't really want to go back to her. Also, she did look up my cootie cat, and that took, like, maybe a minute. Like, honestly, I was so scared to go to the gynecologist my entire life, but I was like, you know what, I'm like 20 freaking two, like, I need to go. So I just went, and it wasn't bad at all, but the rest of the experience with her, meh. And so then, yeah, I didn't want to go back, but I finally needed to go back because we paid so much for the fucking shit test, and my mom suffered, you know, from that. So I needed to go do that. So that's what I did today, and I know that I'm not the healthiest, but I also, I guess, thought slash think, like, I'm not that crazy. Like, I eat a lot of fast food, but there's a fast food block on every corner, and every single time I go, there's a line at them. And whenever I go out to eat my friends, we go out to eat. And, like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm really not that crazy. But I don't know, maybe I fucking am, like, I don't know, I know that, like, I'm not, I wouldn't call, but, okay, also, it's, like, this doesn't feel like a failure, though. Like, since I graduated high school, I've pretty much been surviving. Like, I was struggling with my mental health so extremely much, and, like, just, like, you know, because before, any of these sexual assault things that we've talked about, I thought I was wrong. I didn't know that there was something wrong with all of these situations until I started getting more friends and having these conversations, you know, like, kind of digging into this a little more, and went to therapy, because I went to therapy right after I graduated high school. And yeah, so since then, I've pretty much just been, like, fucking surviving and trying to become a self and have a little bit of self-worth and learn a little bit about myself and understand my trauma and, like, I don't know, just really exploring on the mental health. And so, because, like, in high school, I think even then I was still eating fast food. I've never had, like, a super healthy diet, like, never any of that, but I was a lot more active because I was cheering, so I had, like, cheer practice, like, 2 or 3 times a week, and then every day, and for, like, a period, and then games and, like, I don't know. So I was a lot more active then, but I've never ate great. Well, literally in high school, we went and got fast food every single day after cheer. Like, we just, and probably for dinner. Literally, I think there was a phase of my life where I was eating fast food multiple times a day. So I've never really had a healthy relationship with food. I've always hated my body. I've always hated what I look like. But I don't know. Like, I've really never, like, struggled with my weight, I guess you could say. And I knew that I was, like, I was kind of fit, but I've always had giant tits. And one time I weighed my tits in, like, middle school or early high school, and that bitch was 15 pounds. One tit. 15 pounds. So that's an extra fucking 30 pounds that I'm carrying around. So yeah, my weight's a little bit higher than all my friends, but 15 pounds a tit is crazy. Like, that's a lot, dude. So that's really, like, the biggest, like, the number on the scale was, like, the craziest thing. But physically, like, I looked pretty fit, I guess. Like, not abs, nothing, like, I wasn't, like, skinny, but, like, pretty average, like, nothing really crazy. And then I graduated high school, and then I went to the gym for, like, 7 months, very consistent, lost, like, 10 pounds, and, like, was gaining a ton of muscle, like, very good, very great. Then I got my first full-time job, and goodbye to the gym, because, bitch, 40 hours a week is crazy. And I was probably, like, 35 at this point. And, yeah, so, and it was, like, I was working in the food industry, so I was on my feet all fucking day. Like, I had to sit down whenever I got home. Like, that was my excuse for not going to the gym, okay? And then, now that I've had this job for the past year, I don't really, I guess, have an excuse. That just hasn't been a priority. Like, I've just been working on my mental health. That's something I'm obsessed with. That's something I'm into. So, I would say, middle to low range active, like, really, because I sit down at work all day, and then sometimes I'll go walk. I like to go walk. And my friends will go walk or something, and, like, that's, like, really it. Like, walking is kind of the most crazy, like, activity, I guess. So yeah, that's kind of my lifestyle, I guess. And then it's, like, since I've been working at this job, I have eaten fast food for lunch most of the days. And then for dinner, either make a sandwich sandwich, it's like turkey, Colby pepper jack cheese, mayo, sometimes spinach, sometimes lettuce, and bread. And that's it. And chips. Gotta put some freaking barbecue stacks on there. But that's my go-to. Like, that's just, like, I know I can do it. It's easy. It's not a priority. I can just go home and make that. Like, you know, it's super easy to make. So I just really haven't prioritized my eating at all. And so, yeah, my mental health has been the thing. And it was, like, pretty severe. Like, you know, I was really struggling with depression, like, for, I guess, the 2 years before last. And so, like, right after I graduated high school. And even up to current, I would say, like, I feel definitely, because I think I was just struggling for purpose, and that was, like, really fucking with my mental health, because I didn't decide to not go to college until, like, pretty much the end of my senior year, and that was obviously a beating, and then I gained weight, and so I was just fitting less and less into the box, and so it was really, really fucking me up. And then, yeah, I had this roommate who I learned a lot from and was really inspiring, and I really do think she kind of got me on a journey, didn't get me there, but helped me get onto the journey of realizing a little bit of self-worth, and, like, kind of, I would talk to her about, I don't know, I just had never talked about any of my boy situations with anyone, and so then I would mention, like, oh, because, you know, then everyone's like, why don't you have a boyfriend, why don't you do this, and I'm just like, well, I don't know, like, I hung out with this guy, but then it was like this, and I just, like, this just felt kind of weird, and then everyone around me was like, oh my god, like, yeah, that's not normal. And so I start, like, I'm talking to my friends about it, I'm talking to everyone about it, and yeah, everyone is like, yeah, no, that's not normal, like, that doesn't happen to me, like, that's, like, yeah, that's not normal. And so then I had to reflect on all that, and then realize that I've been in so many dangerous situations with men, and, like, that there's not really something wrong with me, there's something wrong with them, and, like, that was, like, a huge thing that I still don't think I fully come to terms with, but I feel like a lot more than I had. And so my mental health has just been the priority. And so I've thought about, you know, I should maybe take better care physically because, you know, my biological dad and everyone on his family has diabetes really bad. And like my dad has up to his knee cut off because he hasn't taken care of himself. And like my grandpa had a few toes cut off and one of my uncles has some toes cut off. And like, I don't know, like, it's just like, I just kind of thought it was inevitable that I was going to get diabetes. And so I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it anyway. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think that much about it. I feel like I have better things to worry about and think about and do. So yeah, hasn't really been a freaking priority. But then obviously last summer with my stomach, like, I'm not joking, I was probably shitting like 8 or 9 times a day. Like, I was shitting my fucking brains out, bro. My stomach hurt 24/7. Everything I ate, like, made me fucking shit. And yeah, I was having horrible flares up of my HS, and like, it was just a whole thing. So that's why I went to the fucking doctor. And so today I went to go review my fucking shit test and all the things that she found. And I go in and it's like, she moved her office and now it's in this like super fucking bougie area and it's all these bougie people and she's very like rich looking, you know, she's skinny, she's white, she's got some blonde in her dark hair, and she's got Botox in her face, and she's got her full face of makeup on, and she's wearing her short little dress, which I wear a short little dress, I'm not judging that. And I don't know, like, she just looks very in the box. And that is something that is like a little bit feels untrue and distanced from me. Because I feel like whenever I see that, I think of who I was when I was looked like that on the outside. And I just feel like I'm a lot different than that now. And I just feel like that my old self is unsafe for my new self. If that makes sense, like, I guess that's how I can kind of put it, is like, I don't know. I just feel like I kind of like, and yes, I am projecting who I was onto her a little bit, but I feel like it's kind of hard not to. It's hard not to. And maybe that's wrong, because I do think every person is unique in their own way. Also, I think society is such a huge part of everyone's life. And like, if you fit in, like, you fit in really well, and then you can just do all these extra things to fit in better. And so you don't really venture out. I can't speak for anyone else. This is my experience, but I feel like it's kind of similar all around, but honestly, I don't really know because I don't really have that many people in my life like that. Because for me, whenever I was good at fitting in the box and was really like striving to do that, it was all kind of subconscious. Like, I wasn't really like, oh, I want to be like this. Oh, I want to be like this. Like, sorry, I got to plug in the computer. It was just doing. Like, that was just what I did. I didn't think, oh, I like this. I didn't think, there was no customization in my thought. I just did this because this is what I'm supposed to do, you know? And so that's kind of how I feel. I feel like it's a little bit of a small-minded mindset. Like, it is. It was for me. And so, I don't know. Like, I just, like, that's just like what this place kind of seems like. And so I just walked in and was just kind of immediately uncomfortable. And then I was just like, oh my God, like, we're gonna go over my shit. And like, I don't know. Before this meeting, I think my truest, most honest thoughts were like, I feel like the past few days I've been like kind of convincing, I guess, kind of everyone around me and myself that I'm like, I'm not that unhealthy. I'm really not that crazy. Like, yes, I eat fast food more than I should, but I feel like that's a problem that most people have. Like, I feel like everyone's eating a little shittier food than they should be. But I don't know. I just really didn't think that I was that crazy. Like, I know that I'm like not getting all the nutrition and shit that I should be, but I feel like, isn't everyone? That was how I felt about it. And so I just thought she was going to be like, okay, like, you know, add, like, take these supplements or do this. Like, I didn't really, like, I thought it was just going to be, like, you know, 2-3 things. Like, I didn't really, you know, I thought it was, there was going to be some good, and it's like, this is good, this is good. Oh, here we're struggling a little bit, but, you know, with this, that can be fixed. Like, you know, nothing crazy. I don't know. I don't know what I was really expecting, but I feel like that's kind of what I was expecting. So I go in, and I'm sitting there forever, and, like, everyone around me, like, there's, like, 4 other girls in the room, and they all kind of look the same. They all have the same outward presenting energy, I guess, and look to them, like, vibe, I guess. I don't really know, but they're all sitting there with their blonde in their hair and their Botox on their face, and they're all skinny, and, like, I am generalizing, but I feel like I'm speaking more about this because I want you to kind of, like, understand where I'm coming from, I guess, maybe. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I don't know. I'm just like, I feel I'm the different one, you know, I'm not the skinniest in there. I don't really have, I have a little leftover blonde in my hair, but, like, I don't have fresh blonde in my hair. I have freaking tattoos all over my arm. Like, I'm wearing freaking comfy clothes. I'm not looking cute. Like, the only piece of makeup I have on is mascara, and, like, my hair, I've been driving with my windows down, so it's all big and crazy. Like, I have a braid in, but I don't know. Like, I can just tell, like, I just kind of am feeling like I don't really fit in here. Sorry, fuck. And I'm gonna scoot the table closer real quick. Hold on, I'm gonna pause it so we don't have to hear that noise again. And anyway, so, yeah, I was already just like, oh my god, I hate this already. And I go back, and then she's like, oh, I have so-and-so shadowing me today. Is that okay? And I was like, of course, yeah. And I go in, and she's like, oh, so how are you? How have you been? Like, how are things? Are you still working here? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, so it's been a long time. Like, haven't seen you since August. So, like, I want to do a retest on your blood work so we can check all this stuff and see the change, because that's kind of been a while. And I was just like, fuck me. Like, of course, fail number one is I waited so long to come back in, so now we have to do this shit all fucking over again. So what I'm hearing is you failed. That's all I'm hearing. Like, yes, it's this thing, and, like, it is true what she's saying, but it's making me feel instantly horrible about myself, and it's just, like, closing me up pretty instantly. Like, I'm just feeling attacked at this point. Which, I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm literally just saying how I feel. And what she's saying is true, honestly. She, you know, she's like, you know, you haven't been here in almost a year, so I don't really know how accurate this stuff is. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then she's like, okay, well, I gotta go grab the labs real quick, so she'll be right back. So then it's me and the shadower sitting there, and she's like, oh my god, like, I love your tattoos. Like, they're so cool. And I'm like, that made me feel better. You know, that makes me feel kind of safe. That feels a little bit custom to me. That's what I want. I just don't want the small, and, like, that's what I mean, like, whenever I said she's kind of lacking empathy, the main girl, because I just feel like, you know, she's just kind of like, oh, how's your day going? Oh, are you still working here? Oh, okay, let's get into this. Oh, you should have been here earlier. Oh, okay, this. Oh, okay, this. Like, you know, it's nothing custom. Like, she's just doing this routinely, and just doesn't really seem like she gives a fuck about me. Like, seems like she's just like, oh, you suck, you suck, you suck, okay, bye. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but for me, it's wrong. So the fact that the girl who was shadowing was, like, talking about my tattoos, I was just like, I don't know, she just seems softer. Like, I can't really describe it. I feel like you kind of get what I'm saying. Like, her energy was just different, and it just felt a little more present and welcoming, I guess, which I'm not saying doctors have to have, but for me, I would like a doctor to have this, because I do think that this is a really sensitive subject, you know? I don't want to be super uncomfortable. Like, I don't want someone, this can be really harmful, you know? And so that was nice. We talked for a second. I'm like, oh, like, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever. But then homegirl number one, the main doctor, got back. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So we stopped talking. And then she's like, okay, so yeah, I want to have you do a redo your blood work and blah, blah, blah. And so we have to do that, but we're still gonna go over my shit test, and then we're still gonna go over the blood work that she got from last time. So I'm like, okay, but I'm already feeling like shit, because I'm like, god, I should have came in here, but, and then I'm going back and forth, because I'm like, I didn't fucking want to, like, I don't like you, but damn, like, I guess I need to know what's wrong with me, but, like, God, I don't want to do this, honestly. And so it was just like, then I'm just kind of like in my head conflicting all of this. And then she pulls out all these papers, there's four sheets, and we look at the first one. And she really just gets right in there, and she's like, okay, so this, and she's saying all these big fancy words, and she's like, and there's all these numbers, and she's like, so this is where you're at, but I want you to be here. This is where I like to see people. This is good. So you're a lot lower than that, okay? So we need to work on that. And I'm like, okay. And at this point, I'm just like, you know what? Like, that sucks, but, you know, one thing, whatever. Then she goes on to the second thing, and she says the same thing. And she's like, you know, this is your number here, but this is where I want it to be. So, like, that's not really going to work. So you need to be better. She didn't say that's not really going to work, but she was like, yeah. So you need to be better about this. And then we go to the third thing, and then we go to, like, 10 more things. And she's like, you suck, you suck, you suck. And that's all that I'm hearing at this point. The first one, I was trying to listen, and I'm trying to look at these numbers and stuff. But after that, I'm just hearing, you suck, you fail, you fail, you fail, you fail, you fail, 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 fail. That's what I'm fucking hearing. Like, that's not what she's saying, but the way she's saying it, and, like, just, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just feel I was just like, oh my God, I fucking suck. And that was really rough. So, and I think I remember, I told you guys about that one teacher I had where he would just call on me randomly, and I tried to answer for a long time, and then I stopped knowing. I didn't know the answers. I kept getting them wrong. And so he would literally just be like, fail, 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 fail. Like, you're gonna fail. And if you don't try, like, you're gonna freaking fail. Like, failure, failure. And literally, like, called me a failure, like, 100 fucking times. And so that's something that, like, cut really deep. I was in middle school, dude. Like, and it was in front of the whole class, like, all of my friends. Like, that was very wrong. Fuck that man, for sure. But I don't know, like, that's something that I struggle with. Like, that's probably one of my, like, biggest, like, insecurities, I guess, is, like, feeling like a failure. So that's how I'm feeling in this doctor's appointment this morning. And it's, like, thing after thing, page after page, it's like boo, boo, boo. And then there's one thing, and she's like, this, okay, you know, that's not too bad. Like, it's a little lower than where I want it, but, you know, like, I'm not too worried about that. I'm like, oh, is that supposed to make me feel good, bro? Like, you're like, that sucks, just less. Like, what? And then there was, like, two things, and she's like, that's good, that's really good, like, I'm good with that, whatever. And everything else was, like, fail, 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 fail. It was bad. It was really bad. And, like, there was one thing, and she's like, okay, so I like this to be at, like, 30, and then this to be at, like, 100. And literally my things were, like, opposite. Like, what was supposed to be at 30 was, like, around 100. And then what was supposed to be at 100 was, like, around, like, 40 or something. Like, they were literally pretty much opposite. And I was like, oh, okay. And, like, I don't know, like, she just, like, sorry, I keep moving. I'm so uncomfortable, and it's, like, hot out here. Oh, I can turn on the fucking fan, bro. Hold on. Okay. Shit, sorry. I had to turn on the fan. It feels so much fucking better, literally, already. So, sorry, I'm burping. That really fucking sucked. And I hated that. And it was super embarrassing because, you know, there's also, like, not only is it just this one girl who's telling me I suck, I suck, I suck, but there's also that girl who's shadowing in there, and she's just having to hear all of this, and I don't know, like, that's just super embarrassing, and I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm just like, okay, 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 like, okay, and I don't know, like, there's a lot, like, I guess, like, I don't know, she's talking about some fucking circle, and she's like, your insulin, your thyroid, your hormones, and some other fucking shit, and pretty much my hormones, my thyroid, and my insulin are fucked, and yeah, she's like, so once all those things are, like, not where they're supposed to be, they just kind of affect everything else, and I'm like, oh, great, and so since those three things are fucked up, everything else is fucked up. And I don't know, like, that was just, like, very, like, hard for me to hear. Like, it was just kind of, like, made me feel super fucking shitty. And so it was, like, if it was with someone that I had a better relationship, I would just be like, you know what? But, like, is this really a failure? Like, I've just been, I was fighting for my fucking survival. And then I was trying to get my mental health to be healthy. Not just surviving, but thriving. God, like, I don't know. And so I'm like, it's not like I've just been fucking off and I'm just like, fuck my health. I don't give a fuck about myself. Fuck it all. Do whatever I want. Don't give a fuck about anything. And I don't know, like, I just felt like I just stayed quiet and I was just like, okay, because I can't really, like, say that to her because this is also a generalization and a judgment that I'm passing, but in this meeting, whenever she's like, oh, you know, physically suck, fail, but I just want to be like, oh, okay, mentally suck, fail, like, I just feel like this is a generalization, but I just feel like the way that you look on the outside, I feel like I can kind of, like, tell who you are on the inside, because from projecting myself, the way that I, whenever I look like that on the outside, the way that I was on the inside was, like, in the negative, fail, suck, not fail, but just not, cared for at all. And so I just want to be like, fuck you, bitch. Like, you're not better than me. Like, yes, I'm lacking physically, but I feel like you're lacking mentally. And I don't know. Maybe that's incorrect. Like, she probably No. I was going to say she probably meditates and, like, make more judgments about her. But I meditate. That's not a judgment. But I don't know. Like, I just felt like what I was doing is I was like, oh, she's fucking with me, so now I need to fuck with her. So in my head, I'm just like, fuck this bitch, like, look at this, passing these judgments. And it's like, I don't really feel that way. Like, that's just, I feel like you're attacking me, so I feel like I need to attack you. But I know that's not the, like, truest self. That's just my, like, ego self, I guess, where really I just feel like, yeah, she's just not the right doctor for me. And if I had a doctor who was right for me, there could be a little more conversation about it. There would be a little more empathy. They would understand that, like, I'm not just doing this to myself for fucking fun. Like, not look down on me for it. Like, I feel like someone who would really know me as a doctor, you know, could be like, well, your mental health is really good. And, you know, that's really important. And now that we've got that kind of figured out, like, now let's kind of dabble in this too. Like, you know, instead of just being like, you need to do better. Like, I don't know. That just felt really dehumanizing to me. And again, I'm not trying to shit on her. Just for me, I don't think she's the right person. That felt really harmful to me, how that went. Yeah, I don't really know. But yeah, pretty much everything in the fucking world is wrong with me. And I'm like, great. So that's cool. Cool. And so anyway, she wrote me some prescription for, I don't know what it's called, but it's supposed to help with, like, my thyroid and my hormone and my insulin. I don't know. It's some fucking shit. And, but then as she's saying all of this, she's like, you know, and then that will help with this and this and this and weight loss and this and this and this and weight loss. And, like, whenever she's saying weight loss, like, she's like, that's the prize. Like, she's just like, I don't know, just, it's how she's saying these things. It's not what she's saying is wrong, it's how she's saying these things. Because whenever she's like, oh, and it'll help with this and this, and I know those are big words, but, like, also, like, weight loss, you know, like, her, she's like getting a little pep in her step, like, oh, that's so exciting, weight loss. And I don't know, like, I was just like, oh my god, like, and then she, like, wants me, I have to go back next week for my blood work, and then I have to go back in a month after I've been taking this prescription for a month, and then also to go over my blood work from that so we can check where I'm at. And I have to go back to her because, bitch, I've already fucking done all this other shit with you. Like, damn, but I don't like you. And, like, I don't know, like, I don't know. This is a whole other thing that's kind of plays into this a little bit, so I'm gonna go on a little bit of a tangent real quick, but I'm gonna bring it full circle. So I feel like everyone around me, everyone who, not this, on my social media, I'm looking, people at my work, I'm looking, and now some people who are in my close circle are taking Ozempic or the GLP or the blah, 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 I don't know all the fancy words, but pretty much on this shot that was originally was made in 2014 and was made for diabetes. I think 2014, that could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. And that's what it was for. It's a peptide, and insulin is a peptide. And so it's just kind of injecting that to help maintain your blood sugar and your pressure. And I don't know. I don't know all the logistics. I listened to a couple podcasts on it, and I've been having some conversations with some people around me who are getting into this. And from my understanding, before talking to anyone, I was like, everyone's just getting on this shot to lose weight. This is just a shot to lose weight. That's what's happening here. Everyone's doing it. And again, since it feels like just a medicine, it feels like cheating a little bit, which I'm not saying it is. I don't believe that it is. That's not what I'm saying. But to me, and I think society, I think that's the reason I kind of have these feelings, because these aren't my truest feelings. I don't know who put these ideas in my head, but they're in my head, and it just kind of feels like cheating. Like, you can't figure this shit out on your own. Like, you need all this medicine, which, yes, people do. Like, yeah, literally some people just, we're not all built the same. We're all, like, there is some things, like, especially, like, depression and anxiety. Like, your brain and your serotonin levels are just not right. Like, that's not something anyone's doing. Someone just can't fix their serotonin levels. Like, you, like, there's certain things that you need for that. Like, there's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I totally believe in medicine. Like, I support it. I'm just trying to speak from my own personal experience, but also not be harmful in any way. So, yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I was kind of looking down a little bit on the, Ozempic and GLP and the shots and all these people losing weight, which, again, you know, this kind of goes back to, you know, I said I'm looking down on these people and I'm kind of seeing it as cheating, and that is pretty negative. And I do think that is kind of a small-minded mindset to be in, because I think in a more open-minded mindset, I realize that, you know, this is medicine and this is beneficial, and some people can do all the things in the world and not be correcting, I guess. I don't think that's a proper word. Changing these things. Like, you know, you can't just make yourself have more serotonin. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, like, and, like, you know, some people, like, have been in fucking diet culture forever and just cannot lose weight no matter what, which obviously means that there's a bigger issue here than just losing weight. And so from, you know, watching these few, or listening to these two few episodes, podcast episodes, fuck, and then talking to people around me who are doing this and taking this, and it really, like, I understand now that it is for a lot more than just weight loss, and it's a lot more about regulating, you know, all these internal things, whether that's blood pressure or whatever the fuck, whatever. So, I don't know, I just have been struggling with that, and I have just been, like, feeling a lot of pressure about that, because I know that I am overweight, but also, I feel like I don't really believe in that, because the BMI was made by an astronomer and said that this should not be used for anyone other than, like, a white man, because it just fucks everyone else up, especially women, especially colored women, or people of color at all. Like, it just fucks everything up. So I do not trust the BMI in so many things, in this box, this capitalism, this, like, patriarchy, I guess. Like, I just don't feel like are truly accurate. And so it's like the average size woman is a size 12 to 16, and I'm like, I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm, like, a 13, because, like, sometimes I'm a 12, sometimes I'm a 14. And I don't know, like, I look pretty average. I'm pretty fucking average. Like, this is not crazy. It's not like I'm, like, you know, I don't know. This didn't seem, like, that serious of an issue. I was like, yeah, but, you know, whatever. Like, I don't need to be freaking skinny skin. Like, that's just not even my body type. Like, maybe this is just my natural body type because I've never been super skinny. Like, but I don't really think I've ever really been overweight either till now. But honestly, I don't, well, actually, no, that's a lie because I've always been overweight because my fucking tits. But it's like also that, like, what the fuck, you know, because obviously the tits, 15 pounds each, 30 extra pounds, like, yeah, I'm gonna be overweight in any setting until you take my tits off, minus the 30 pounds of my tits, like, you know, I don't know. So, whatever. All of that to say, I've been, like, feeling a lot of pressure about this GLP-1, and I just, like, have really been thinking about it, and I feel like I don't really know many people on my age who are on it. I don't know. I don't feel like I've tried all the other things. I just don't feel like I've really done anything. So why would this be my first step? You know, like, why is that the first thing we're jumping to? Why don't I try, you know, maybe not eating as much fast food, or maybe, like, taking a few supplements, or, like, you know, paying attention, like, drinking more water and doing this and that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just, like, feel like it's not really fair to just be like, I don't know. I've been very conflicted about this GLP-1 because I just feel like I'm seeing the results that these other people are having, and it's making me, I don't know, just think about it a lot, and I don't know. I be conflicted about it because I don't know. And so, I don't know, pretty much this morning I planned to go in and talk to her and just be like, you know, I just feel like feeling a lot of pressure. Everyone around me is getting on this GLP-1 or Ozempic or whatever. And, like, I just, like, don't really feel like I need that. Like, I feel like I just, yes, I am a little unhealthy, but I don't feel like I'm anything crazy. I don't feel like I, like, have really tried to be healthier. So I don't really feel like I, like, need that. That was, like, what I planned to say to her. Thinking of, like, how I would like my doctor's appointment to go. But then once I got in there and, like, kind of remembered, like, oh yeah, like, I don't really like you. Like, I don't, because it's like, I don't know, that's pretty vulnerable to say. I don't really feel comfortable opening up that conversation with her. Like, I don't know. And I was gonna let her talk and do all the things first. I was just gonna kind of mention that whenever she asked me, like, if I have any questions or anything like that. But then in the midst of her talking about all this stuff, she's like, okay, I want to prescribe you this, whatever the fuck, I don't know what it's called. It starts with an M, but she's like, and then, you know, and a GLP-1, like, that wouldn't be bad. Like, what do you, like, think of that? And I was like, no, bitch. Like, I don't know that whenever she said that, like, my heart dropped. I literally like, almost fucking cried. Like, it was so hard not to cry because I was like, I just feel like I've been fighting this and, like, finally am kind of getting comfortable in my idea. Like, I've been thinking about this, this has been on my mind, and I'm finally just feeling like, okay, no, why don't I just try some other things to become healthier, and if that doesn't work, then I can go to that, but I don't want that to be my first step. So I just kind of thought, like, you know, she would maybe be on the same page, but the fact that she just, like, had mentioned that, like, pretty, like, fast, like, I don't know, like, that just, like, made me feel like fucking shit. And so, yeah, she was like, how do you feel about that? And I was just like, no. And she was like, okay, no, well, like, that's okay, like, we still have all these, like, other things we can try, and then, like, you know, maybe blah blah blah. And then she's like, and you're young, you know, your age is on your side, so you have time to fix all this, and, like, you know, whenever you're, like, you can be healthier in your 30s and 40s, and, you know, like, when you have kids, and blah, 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 and, like, that, too, like, that just kind of seems a little inappropriate to say, seems a little inappropriate to assume. Like, I don't fucking want kids. How are you gonna sit here and be like, when you have kids? It should be if you have kids. Honestly, you just shouldn't even say that at all. You should just say, for myself, for my own life. Like, why is it, I don't know. Anyway, I was just very offended. Not offended, just hurt. Like, I was just kind of surprised, I guess. Like, I was like, she's a holistic doctor. Like, maybe, like, surely she wants to help me, you know, actually find these smaller things, like, you know, doing the slippery elm and aloe vera and taking some supplements and this and that, instead of just being like, you know, what about GLP? You know, like, I don't know. I just, like, felt like that was, I was just caught off guard a little bit, because I feel like this is something I wanted to bring up and say, oh, like, what, like, I don't know. Like, I just, yeah, I was not expecting that. So, yeah. And then she's like, okay, like, and then she wants me, since I have to go back in a month, I have to, she wants me to track on my MyFitnessPal, the app, and track all my food. And she's like, yeah, it'll be really eye-opening, and, like, you can just kind of, like, you know, count your calories and blah, blah, blah. And, like, my truest self, like, that seems not healthy. Like, I don't know what healthy is. Clearly, that's why I'm here. But I just, like, diet culture, I think, is so toxic. Like, I just, like, do not think that's healthy. I think that is a lot more unhealthy than what I'm doing. And I don't know. Like, I just, like, I really don't like, I really want to stay away from diet culture as much as I possibly can. So, her telling me to count my calories is, like, I don't know. I feel like I need to do it, because I do think it would be good to just kind of see what I'm eating. Like, I guess that's kind of what it's for, instead of, like, trying to make sure I'm under this amount. Like, we didn't do that. But I don't know. Like, this just kind of feels like it's starting to, I'm fine with doing it up to, like, this point, just to, so she can kind of see what I'm eating and we can kind of go from there. But I don't want to set a number of calories. Like, I just, I don't, I, that seems unhealthy to me. I'm not interested in doing that. That's a hard no for me. Like, I want to be healthier, and I think there's plenty of ways to do it, but do I think diet culture is one? No, ma'am. Like, I just, I don't know, I feel strongly about that. Like, I've seen what it's done to people around me. I've seen what it's done to my fucking self. Like, it's so insane. Like, I, yeah, I just do not think that diet culture is healthy. And, you know, I don't know. That's something that I kind of feel like I have a strong opinion on a little bit. Like, I feel like most things I am pretty open. Oh, sorry, my cup fell. It didn't actually fall. I kicked it. But I don't know. I just, like, yeah, I try to be pretty open about things. But diet culture, like, I just, like, for me, like, that's just, like, a, that's a no from me. I'm not interested in doing that. I'm interested in being healthier, and I'm interested in taking care of myself. But also, I trust my body to help me figure that out and really see what is good for me. So, but I'm gonna try to fucking do this app and try to, you know, look at what I'm eating, because I do know what I'm eating is wrong. I do know, right, not wrong. It could be better. That's important. That's important to say. I think the way that I'm looking at this, instead of saying, oh, you're wrong, oh, you failed, is not fair. And I just don't like that. That doesn't feel true to me. I think what feels more true is, like, okay, this could be a little bit better. And yeah, that's a kind of a simple, like, little shift to make, but I do think it is really important. And I feel like that's kind of what I wanted from her too. Instead of being like, you need to work on this, you need to work on this, you need to work on this. Instead of just being like, you know, this could be a little different. This could be a little different. Instead of saying, like, better, 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 like, saying this is bad, implying, because whenever you're saying, oh, this would be better, you're saying, oh, that's bad. That's worse. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't know. But I was feeling like, fucking shit, I literally got home from this appointment, like, and cried in my room for 10 minutes, went pee, and then came out and record this. So, this is still super fresh to me. And, yeah, it sucks, because I told my friends, I was like, yeah, I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, like, and this is so much more annoying, because I was talking to my friend about the GLP-1, and one of my friend's partners is on it, and so, you know, we kind of talked about that a little bit, but my friend didn't really know too much about it. And so I don't really know too much. I've gathered a few things, but I'm not truly really informed either. So we just kind of talked about that. And I was like, I just don't feel like I need it. Like, I just feel like I'm not comfortable with that. And, like, that's not where I'm at right now. Like, I don't really think that I'm too unhealthy. Like, I just feel like there's a few little things that are wrong with me that I think I can fix, but at the same time, I've never prioritized my physical health like this. So I just feel like just with a little bit of priority in that, like a little bit of care, that it can improve. And my friend's like, yeah, like, I don't think so. Like, yeah, I feel like, yeah, it's just like, I don't feel like you're crazy, like unhealthy either or anything like that. And so, yeah, now it sucks because I'm gonna have to be like, actually, I'm fucked. My insulin's fucked. My thyroid's fucked. My hormones are fucked. This is fucked. That's fucked. Everything else is fucked. I'm fucking fucked. God, like, so that is hurting me a little bit because I think I'm gonna see that friend today. And of course, you know, she cares about me and, you know, will probably be like, you know, how was your doctor's appointment? What happened? And then I have to be like, oh, so apparently I am a fucking failure. It doesn't feel like a failure. I don't really feel like a failure. Like, I really, truly have been, there was no self. There was no care about my physical, my mental, none of it 3 years ago. And the past 3 years has been my mental health. And the first year was literally surviving. It was the worst of the worst. It was like a rock bottom, I guess. But I feel like the rock bottom is really important. I feel like that's where you start because the only way to go is up. Like, I really believe that. Like, I really feel like I needed that such shit to be able to spend these past 2 years building and working on that. And I do really feel like my mental health has gone from 0 to 100, which 100 is not the end. It's never gonna be finished. It's never gonna be done. But it's from where it was to where it is now is literally life changing for me. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't wasted this time, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm halfway trying to convince you. And I'm also partially trying to convince myself because when she's saying, you know, better, this sucks, this sucks, and I'm just hearing fail, you know, like I said, that's a huge insecurity for me. So now I have to sit here and, like, you know, sit with myself and be like, you know, it's okay, like, you're not a failure, you're not this, which I also think is important. I really think it's important of how you talk to yourself and how you sit with yourself, and instead of just being like, God, stop feeling like a fucking failure, you fucking pussy, like, some random jerk off said that. Like, no, I need to say, you know what, that's valid that you feel that way, that did happen, that was really hard for you to hear in middle school when my teacher called me a failure, and you know what, let's just, you know, lay it out there. Let's look at the bigger picture. You've been working on your mental health for the past few years. You really have completely changed your life and your mental health. Like, and it's like, it sucks because you can't see that. What you see is that, oh, she's gained weight. Oh, look at all these shitty insulin, shitty thyroid, shitty hormones, shitty shit. That's what you're seeing. But it's like, dude, I literally wanted to, like, not continue my life a few years ago. Like, I literally had nothing to live for. Nothing. And now, I just feel like I'm at a point where I could never get back to that point because, like, even whenever I am, like, today in this shit-ass fucking mood and feeling so shitty about myself, I can still sit here and be like, no, this is the whole point. Like, this is the whole point because it's also kind of, I don't really know if I'm here yet, but it's kind of cool because, you know what, like, if this is the rock bottom of my physical health, then that's kind of cool because the only way I can go is fucking up. But damn, like, it just sucks. Like, I don't know. It just really sucked hearing pretty much fail when it's like, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know anything about me. She doesn't know that my mental health was struggling, like, insane. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm feeling a lot better after talking today, and this feels good because whenever I got home, I literally couldn't talk to anyone in my family. I just looked down and put my head down and ran away because I'm like, God, a fucking failure. Like, this is, I'm crying. I'm like, this is so embarrassing, but it's like, like, it's really not. Like, it's just like, okay, Allie, like, this is just kind of the first step. We just, like, this is kind of the hardest part. Like, seeing and realizing that everything I am doing is fucking shitty and I just need to change a lot of things. So this is so embarrassing. If you know me, literally fucking no, you don't. Like, this is so embarrassing right now. I'm imagining, like, whenever I'm rich and famous and people from my high school are gonna be like, oh, that bitch, like, oh, like, yeah, I look at her crying about her fucking weight and how unhealthy, like, fuck that bitch. Which, no one's gonna say that to me. People might say anything, but no one's even gonna say it to me, so I'm never really gonna fucking know. But if you feel that way, I'm sorry. Whatever I did you, I'm sorry, but... Like, this is the worst that it's gonna get, okay? That's just what I have to tell myself, because I do really want to be healthier. The goal, I really want to stay away from the goal to be losing weight. And I think that diet culture, that is typically the mindset that people go in is, oh, I need to lose weight. And instead, I want this journey that I'm starting right fucking now to be about my health. I want to be healthier. I want to take better care of myself. And also, this is, right now, this is the healthiest that I've ever been in my life. Because my mental health is so much, which is only internally, so you don't really fucking know. I guess you kind of know because you sit here and listen to me talk, so I guess you can kind of see that. You know, maybe I am a little bit fucking healthy. God, I don't fucking know. But I'm just saying, like, this is really fucking hard, but it's also kind of beautiful in its own fucking fucked up way. So, yeah. And it's like, I don't know, like, I get overwhelmed whenever I think, oh, I need to completely change my eating. Because, really, my eating is the issue of all of this. Like, and eating the fast food, it's so processed, it's so whatever the fuck, yeah, yeah, we know. But also, I think this is also a time where we can look back and say, oh yeah, this is what's wrong with society. Because why is there, and the patriarchy and capitalism, because why is there fast food on every fucking corner? And why is all the food that we're still buying from the grocery store still fucking processed, all these crazy chemicals in it, all these fucking cancerous things in it? Like, let's look at the bigger picture. It's not something wrong with me for consuming these things. There's something wrong with this fucking world for putting these things out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's set up to fail. It's set up, this system is set up to fail you. Because guess what? You hear that? Money. They get money from that bitch. This is all about capitalism. Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I just have to realize, like, yes, this is where I am, but it's not like I just sat here and was like, I want to be shitty. I just was being subconscious about it, and now I just want to be cautious about it, because now I know that all of these things are so wrong and really, that are so not great for me and are so unhealthy. And I just could be doing better, so I just want to be fucking better. But yeah, I get overwhelmed whenever I'm like, okay, so never eat fast food again. And, you know, not count my calories. And she was telling me to get a fucking food scale and weigh my food. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. Diet culture. That's diet culture. I don't care what you're saying. I'll log what I'm fucking eating to show you so you can have some reference. But I'm not weighing my fucking food out. She said, if you don't have a food scale, you should get one. That's what she said. That's insane to me, bitch. You get your fucking food scale. Because you know that bitch is sitting there with her food scale, measuring out her foods, eating all this fucking random bullshit, which... Whatever. I don't know the truth. I don't think there's a truth. But I'm just saying, I'm not getting your fucking food scale. Shove it up your ass. If you ever hear this, Miss Girl, I'm sorry, honestly, like, yeah, let's just hope you don't hear this. But if you do, try having some empathy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to talk to her. We're not going to, no. Because guess what? I'm going to go to blood work, and then I'm just going to sit there and be like, okay. And I can't tell someone else what to do, you know? I can just control what I do and where I go. So hopefully I just never have to go to the fucking doctor again. Like, give me this fucking little prescription and help me, like, let me figure out some ways that I can help my thyroid and insulin and hormone and this and that and all the other fucking billion things on the list. And then I can do it myself and I won't fucking need you. But for now, yeah. Tell me about my fucking shit. So, you know, that's where we're at. So, wow. I feel better after talking. I also kind of feel like an asshole because I'm like, God, I really was like pissed off in this. But also, that's kind of true. This is my diary. I'm not always going to be fucking happy and nice and the best version of myself. But damn, this is how I'm feeling. And I think all these judgments and things, you know, are things that I think, you know, when you're jealous, that's something that you want. And I don't feel jealous. I just feel mad. But then whenever you're mad about something, that also tells you shit about you. Because why does this upset you? What is it about this? What are you acting? What do you want to do differently from this? You know, it is a very big teaching, but like, Jesus. So, yeah. I'm a little nervous to go back because I feel like after I show her everything I'm eating, I think that's going to be a really hard conversation to have with her. And yeah, and I feel like with a doctor, you should be comfortable to be honest. I think that's kind of one of the, if not the most important things. And I don't feel comfortable being honest with her because if I'm honest, she's just going to look down on me and be like, well, you know, this is really bad. Count your calories, weigh your food. Like, that is just like, that really doesn't feel good to me. I don't want to count my calories and weigh my food. Maybe that's healthy for some people, but for me, that just doesn't seem healthy. I can look at what I'm eating and I can, you know, try to eat less processed foods. I think that's kind of the goal and make sure that I'm getting the nutrients that I need. But I don't think that weighing my food is healthy, which I don't know anyone who weighs their food. I don't know anything about that. And maybe that's a thing that works for some people. What I know right now, to me, that seems like diet culture and something that I'm not interested in. And she did use the word diet multiple times. And I was like, I don't really know what you're saying, girl. So I don't think we're on the same page. Like, I don't feel like I can be honest and say this seems like diet culture and I'm uninterested in that. And that's probably the bigger issue, but I don't know. So we'll see. I guess I'll give you guys a fucking update. Yeah, because I have to go back next fucking Wednesday, so I'm going to record my podcast after because I'm going out like 9 in the morning, and I'm not waking up before that on my day off. So, yeah, literally next week on Wednesday. So, yeah, I'll see you after I get my blood work done. Oh, well, that won't be like a meeting. I guess June 4th is the next like meeting where we have to go over all that boring, ugly, shitty stuff. But the next one is just blood work, so that probably won't be anything crazy. And maybe I'll be in a freaking better mood, which I don't really feel like I'm in a bad mood. I just feel like, damn, like, really? That's how I feel. So, whatever. And it sucks because I'm supposed to hang out with Cheyenne in a little bit. And I'm like, God, I'm just, like, in a bad mood. Like, I just don't want to, I don't know. And we're supposed to go, like, I don't know. We're supposed to go do some shit, which I want to do. And this morning I was so excited for it. Now I'm just, like, this has really put a damper on my mood. So, damper. That didn't come out how I wanted it to, but whatever. So, yeah, I guess, you know, what I'm gonna do. And it's like, also, this is overwhelming because it's like, I can't change everything right fucking now. Like, I just have to take it, like, literally minute by minute. Like, I feel like that's how I kind of started in my mental health journey. Sorry, I keep on planning to end and then I keep on talking again. But it's like, because I'm like, oh my God, I have to change this. I gotta do this. I gotta look into this. I gotta look at this. I gotta look at this. And it's like, if you do that, your schedule's gonna be jam-packed forever and ever because there's always more little things that you can do. And so it's like, right now, what I can do is I can drink more water and I can go eat a spoonful of olive oil or go take my slippery elm, which I already did. I don't know if you can take it multiple times a day and go... I don't know what she fucking wants me to do with aloe vera, like, because I don't know, the only time I used aloe vera was, like, on my skin, like, do you eat it? Like, maybe I sound stupid right now, but I don't know, do people just scoop up aloe vera and eat it? Because as far as aloe vera, I know, is putting it on sunburn, so... I don't know. Whatever. maybe I can do some shit with aloe vera, but I don't know. I just have to take it literally as baby steps as I can for right now. And so I'm just going to try to do that because it's like, also, this is something, anything that you're trying to do has to be in baby steps, and it has to be a conscious decision every single decision you make, you know? Like, this has to, I have to be like, okay, am I going to get fast food, or am I gonna make my lunch, you know? Like, and then it's like I have to make that choice every single day, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just such a bigger, like, thing that just starts with little baby steps. So I'm just gonna be doing baby steps. And you know what, my first thing that is gonna be, that I do think I can handle right now, is drinking more water. So cheers. Sorry, that was loud. You hear that? You get a little ASMR. So, you know what? Yeah, I guess that's already a little baby win. And you have to celebrate baby wins. Baby wins are so important, like, because otherwise you get overwhelmed. And you know what? We're all just fucking little kids in grown-up bodies, and so reward teaching is good. And you know what? You have to reward yourself and just say, you know what? Good job. Good job, Brittany, for taking that little drink of water. And I put some salt in my water, too. That's good. It's helping some fucking shit. I don't fucking know, but whatever. So, anyway, I guess that's my little health update. Yeah, I'll just keep you fucking updated, and I really hope that I was, I don't know, I was gonna say good, but I don't really want to be good, and it is gonna be fucked up, and anything that I said in this episode that was wrong, I am sorry, and please tell me, and I'll do better in the future, but this is just where I'm at right in this minute, and yeah, I do think I shit on the woman a little bit more than I should have, and I do feel bad about that, and I don't think that those are my truest, most honest feelings, but they're partially my feelings. They're not my whole deepest feelings, but on the surface, that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling attacked, and I'm feeling like, you know, what do you do when you get attacked? You attack back. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fighting for my sanity. I'm saying, I'm not crazy. You are. And so, yeah, I'm sorry. And you know what? I really want to emphasize again that I'm pro-choice. If you take medicine, I support that. I don't think that that's any lesson. I think my truest self doesn't really think that, you know, that's wrong or like a cheating or anything like that. I really don't feel that way, but something in me does, a part of me does. And I just needed to say that for myself. I just needed to say it out loud and say, hey, I'm having this feeling, and then also realize, like, that's not my feelings. That's not my truest feelings, because I really do feel like, you know, thank God for medicine. I'm about to go pick up a prescription right now and try out this shit. Like, I don't think that anyone is wrong. I think that we're all just trying to survive, and I think that we're all doing the best that we can, you know? It's like, however that looks, because it looks different for everyone. It looks different for everyone. Like, that's also something that I just feel like society doesn't realize. And that's what I feel like this woman just didn't realize about me. Like, I'm trying, dude. Like, in so many other ways, I'm doing so good. This is the one part of my life where I'm really lacking. And I understand that. And I do want to be better. But the fact that I'm here is honestly a huge fucking step in that. That shows that. Like, God, I'm standing right in fucking front of you. Like, this is me doing something, you know? So give yourself a little fucking hug and tell yourself hell fucking yeah, because guess what? This is something. Waking up today, and whatever you did, whether you got out of bed or not, like, that's doing something, okay? Like, we're all just fucking trying. Like, you know, like, it's just not one scale. It's not this way or that way. It's all in a gray area. And for me, I'm doing pretty fucking damn good. Like, whatever. So, yeah, I'm gonna fucking figure my shit out a little bit. And I've been dancing, bro. Like, that's so good for me. I know that's so good. And that's inquiring some movement into my life. and it feels really good, and it's also good for my mental health, so it's kind of a double whammy. And that's something I just started that's kind of a big deal, because yeah, like I said, I've been fucking kind of unactive, sitting on my fucking ass or walking, but the past 2 weeks, today, except every single day except for one day, I've been spending 30 minutes to an hour dancing or stretching, or mostly dancing every day. If I'm stretching, like, I'll add it on a little extra, but dancing, that's really fucking important, and it's really good for you. It's really good for me. I'm not gonna tell you what's fucking good for you, because guess what? I don't fucking know what's good for you. So dancing was good for me, and I've been doing that, and that's kind of a big deal. So okay, I love you. Goodbye. Have a good day. You're so awesome and sexy, and you know what? I see you trying.